Right now, we are in the book of Exodus, and it begins this Torah portion by telling us that Moses vayakhel, Moses gathered the people. He brings all the people together. So if he's doing that, it must be for something important. So why does he bring them together? Turns out it's to discuss two important topics that we've actually heard a lot about in the book of Exodus. One is Shabbat, and the other is the Mishkan, this portable sanctuary that's going to go with the Israelites through the wilderness with them. So those are the two things that Moses wants to talk to them about. It's interesting because they really are similar in a way, right? Because they're both about holiness. Shabbat is about holiness in what dimension? Time, right? Holiness in time. And the Mishkan is about holiness in space. So the idea that we need holy time and we need holy space. Where this is in the Torah is interesting to me. It comes shortly after the Israelites have left Egypt. They've wandered around a little bit. They've come to Sinai. They've received the Ten Commandments, and they've also built a golden calf. But they haven't really done much wandering, so this is pretty early on. So my question to you seventh graders and to everyone else is, why do you think that they need Shabbat and a Mishkan? You didn't know that you were going to get asked questions tonight, did you? They've just left slavery. They've just built a golden calf. Why do they need? Do we need holiness? Why do they need? Why does God make this point? Gather them all together. What do you think, Madeline? You got picked on.
Even though they anger him quite a lot, he's still there and Shabbat serves as a reminder.
Man, you are good. Give that girl a gold star. Because, so Madeline said, it's a reminder that God is always there. Even though they built a golden calf, right, they can always see the Mishkan. They can always see this tabernacle that's with them. It's a reminder that God is in their presence. Did I accurately explain that? Restate? Okay, excellent. All right. What else? Why do you think God makes this point about Shabbat? Lots of good answers. I don't have just one. I'm asking you. Why is that something that we get so early in the Torah, Shabbat? Of the Ten Commandments, it's the only one that has to do with a holiday. Only one. Why is Shabbat important? Yeah.
The day of rest is like really important for some people. I think it's such a creation of life.
Yeah, right? It reminds us of the creation of life, and it's important to what? It's important to rest. It's important to have a time to connect with God, right? Weekly, like not just once a year or something. So we need this. So these are foundational concepts that are in this week's Torah portion, that we need places where we come together to connect with God, and we need time that we stop to connect with God. Do we still need those? Isn't it amazing that, I mean, we're probably 35 centuries from when that was given in the Torah, and we are still here tonight celebrating Shabbat in a place of gathering, of holy community. So I just think it's really important. And I do think that in our modern world, we are even less likely to remember Shabbat and the Mishkan. We don't live in a little tight community right around, you know, like they did in the desert, right around the Mishkan. We have to drive here. We have to make a point of coming, right? And Shabbat is so easy to not take. I wanted to share this from Rabbi Mordechai Kaplan. He said, an artist cannot continually wield his brush. He must stop at times in his painting to freshen his vision of the object. So this is one of the ideas about Shabbat. It gives us a chance to look at our lives and to kind of like step back and see, is it going the way we want it to go? And are we taking time to rest and to think of what's important? So just a little bit from this week's Torah portion that I hope we'll continue to remember. And so glad you guys are here tonight. Thank you for staying connected.